kick off hour number three. This segment brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Go see Drs. Malone and Costa. They got you covered right here in West Knoxville, Cedar Bluff area. It's KnoxvilleSmiles.com. You can get a free consultation or make an appointment right there, KnoxvilleSmiles.com. We got Weed Wednesday edition of the show. Drug dealers, the coaching staff's a ticking time bomb. Vanderbilt might not even be able to play their game. And the Florida Gators with their Heisman Trophy candidate and perfectly healthy football
maybe candidates
team roll into Neyland Stadium for a 3:30 CBS matchup.
I mean, it's like my worst nightmare.
I'm actually excited to go. I'm actually excited to go now. Let me get up close, just right there. Too bad I'm not right behind the bench.
Who's like on the call?
I don't know. It'll be
the B team, right?
B team, who usually is on like it'll be people you've never heard of. You'd think they'd have a good B team, but they really don't need one because they only have the 3:30 game typically. You like the guys from CBS Sports Network, probably. I don't know. Alex might be able to find it. Let's go to the phone lines and grab Philly up first this segment. What's up, Phil? You're on 3 and Out.
Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Philly.
Well, something happens every day, dog. Pretty cool, you know?
Never a dull moment.
Yeah. As the T turns, Philly.
Is there any way we can get him for lack of institutional control now?
Feels like maybe if you dug deep enough, you might be able to.
Well, hopefully somebody's digging. I don't want to pay all that money for somebody who can't coach a lick.
At this point, I don't pay him. Roll, I don't like roll him, and then go get a proven winner in Hugh Freeze.
Well, I agree with you. But are we that smart?
Nope.
Hopefully.
I mean, I agree with Davey. And this thing's ridiculous.
It's bad. It's bad.
And we're going to get rolled Saturday. And then Vanderbilt don't want to play. Well, I think we'll just put that woman out there and, you know, kick off to us. We probably couldn't even score on her, you know.
Philly, is that a good thing or a bad thing if the Vanderbilt game gets canceled? Because there's a rumor that the referendum on Pruitt is if you can beat Vanderbilt, we'll bring you back. But if you don't play Vanderbilt and you go 2-7.
Pretty bad.
Is there really any way you could say, like, what excuses can you make to say, yeah, we're definitely retaining this guy, and here's why?
How do you salvage a recruiting class if that's the case?
Can't.
Well, you pretty much said it all. The criteria for Tennessee is the three big schools, and we can't compete with them, and we're down the same. You beat Vanderbilt, you save your job or not?
It's not good.
Don't make any sense.
No. None.
Is the basketball team going to start playing next week, or what's the latest on the China virus of them?
December 9th, a week from today, against UT Martin.
Well, Kentucky's not looking too hot right now.
No, they're not. Not surprising. Young team, probably going to take them a little bit to get into shape, get into form, but Kansas didn't really look that good either to me last night.
No, from what I've gathered, your best bet's to just have a lot of returners. Gonzaga looks head and shoulders better than everyone else. All these other teams that got a lot of top-tier freshmen, it's not had a time to get a lot of work in with the rest of their team. It's been a little bit of a battle so far.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see them. Tennessee hadn't even played a game, and they're probably, I imagine they'll look rough, too. I don't see how you can just be look like a well-oiled machine. Boss crap going around you.
I don't know. I mean, with so much depth, I would imagine they've been able – I mean, obviously they've been out of the facility for a few days, but they'll get back in on Saturday they can start practicing again. I think they'll come out and look okay. I think, like Davey said, we return enough, you know, guys who have played a lot of basketball.
Yeah.
I think we can avoid those we don't look like we know what we're doing games while still being able to get, you know, the new guys sprinkled in and get them kind of used to – this level of basketball. I mean, I was looking forward to playing a couple games and then getting Gonzaga, but it might not be the worst thing to kind of stair step up as far as your level of competition
that's
early
tonight,
in the season.
Right?
What's that?
Gonzaga, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Should have been
yeah.
us. Yeah.
Well, guys, the key for this whole problem we're in now is Randy Boyd. Looks to me like he's got a proposal to help the city of Knoxville and Knox County and UT baseball and probably a professional baseball team with a multi-million-dollar project. Well, we need a multi-million-dollar project over there on the hill and get rid of the scum.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for, like, making Knoxville awesome and you know, buildings and restaurants and semi-pro, whatever. Like, fix Tennessee football first.
I ain't do both.
Yeah.
No,
do
I know, but you
got to
fix this first. Like, this is priority number one.
Tennessee football does so much good, like, economically.
Yeah.
Think of, like, all these small businesses that are struggling now. Think what it's going to be like next year if there's no one in the stands.
Yeah, I mean, the city needs a big rebound year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where people are going to bars and restaurants and shopping around, like coming into town for games. Like, they have to have that.
Was it like
you're not going to get that if you bring Pruitt back.
Like $8 million a weekend when they play a home game? Or something?
I think it's more.
Probably.
I think it's way more.
I'd say they've lost a lot of money this year.
Oh, for sure.
And, of course, a lot of it's, you know, not only the terrible football, the virus has killed them. And,
mm-hmm.
Their problem is now that people aren't going to buy season tickets.
Yeah. I mean, if whatever happens this year, barring going 3-0 and looking like $1 million doing it, like, people, they're just going to wait. They're going to say, no, thank you. Well, what's the point? Like, but if you go out and hire, you know, a new coach with some energy, some juice, and maybe it's not Hugh Freeze, maybe it's Jamie Chad, I don't know. But that would at least... It kind of resets excitement. Whether it ends up panning out or not, at least it kind of gives you something to root for and hope for. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the one thing about Freeze, he'll get us somewhere, and it'll be good for a while anyway, and that's better than what it's been because it hasn't been good for a long time.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people – thanks, Philly. If we get Freeze, we'll be on probation in 4 or 5 give me 3 or 4 good years. And if we have to vacate, who cares? At least I got to enjoy it at the – you know, in the moment, at the time.
I don't really buy vacated wins anyways. I mean,
who cares?
The game was played, yeah. Like, was it Louisville basketball had their title stripped? Like,
they won the title. They can't hang the banner.
Yeah, okay. I still remember the Kevin Ware moment and
right.
my team getting beat by Louisville that year where they ultimately won. Like, that, I still feel like, oh, damn, that hurts. Like, and their
it's
fans
not like
still
Duke
feel.
Gets a trophy, you
yeah.
know?
Like, their fans still feel the enjoyment that they've had whenever they.
Yeah, like they took the Heisman away from Reggie Bush. Do I suddenly misremember how awesome he was that year? No.
The NCAA doesn't even recognize an official national champion in football.
Right.
Like, why do we care?
You shouldn't.
And that's. That's a hypothetical anyway. Like, there's no guarantee that if you hire Hugh Freeze or Jamie Chadwell, right. you're definitely going to end up on probation. Like, come on.
Well, he's shown that he can win even without the players. So why do
right.
we, like,
right.
what's the issue here?
Well, that's been our problem here for the last, you know, decade plus, is we've actually had better talent than the teams that are beating us. So, like.
We're 14th this year.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would rather okay. We hire Hugh Freeze and we're in the what, like low teens, mid 20s in recruiting, but we're winning 9 or 10 games. I'll take that. I'll take that over a top 5 recruiting class and 2-7, 4-8. I don't care. Like, it's just a bad argument. And I do understand people who want to make sure they know before they're, you know, out on a coach. I get that. Like, you want to give them time. The last thing you ever want is to fire a coach who goes on to be amazing somewhere. But good coaches usually don't get fired. That's not the way this works. Like, Spurrier never got fired in college. Urban Meyer has not been fired in college. Nick Saban hasn't been fired. That's not the way it works. Good coaches just are good, and then they take another job or they try the NFL and come – like. If you're thinking about firing a guy, it probably means it's time to fire the guy. Like it would take such an amazing 180 for – and look, I'm not saying he's a bad guy or a bad coach. He might be a – I mean, we know he's a pretty good defensive coordinator. Maybe not as good as, you know, some of the stats show because he's always had amazing talent. Like, it's like Nate said, like if you can get somebody better, why would you not do it? And especially considering – I mean, Jeremy Pruitt even said it himself this week. College football is – the game of football for the last decade has been moving more and more towards you better be able to score 35-plus if you want to win these games. And Hugh Freeze checks that box. You got to get guys who have been head coaches before, run successful programs, checks that box. Does he have SEC experience? Checks that box. He was a high school coach in Memphis, so I would say his relationship with other high school – I mean, look, yes, he has his issues. Okay, who doesn't? I mean, if we drag this out one more year, I just don't know.
Well, it's either we're about to drag it out or I mean, my big fear now is almost that we fire Pruitt and then make another bad hire. That we don't get Hugh Freeze because we can't, you know, we couldn't hire Lane Kiffin, can't hire Hugh Freeze, can't hire, I mean, it's just,
we'll fire Fulmer and keep Pruitt.
That'd be the ultimate backstab of the backstabber. Let's go to, we got Bear still on there. Bear, what's up, buddy?
Bear.
Wake up.
Unmute your phone.
Is he asleep again?
Hey, no.
There he is.
Hey, watch your mouth, young man.
Okay, sorry.
No, I forgot I was on mute. Hell, I zoned out listening to Phil's stream of consciousness, just vitriolic.
You guys love each other. I don't know why y'all fight so much.
Yeah, I mean, he says dumb stuff, and maybe sometimes I do too, you know? So we like to call each other on.
Yeah, fair enough. How are we feeling today, Bear?
I'm just, you know, kind of feel like, you know, you've survived a train wreck and you're just sitting on the side of the tracks there completely unharmed, but, you know, you've still been in a train wreck.
Mm.
I mean, what the hell? How did it all fall apart so fast? We were 2-0 in wreck. What?
It is, 14? I mean, it really is wild, Bear. I mean, like, we went from, okay, this team is, they've made some progress, they look a little better, weird season, but let's go to this. We had an extra bye week or two in there, but I mean, in 8 weeks, you went from feeling really good about the direction of the program to like ready to hit the reset button. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I mean, you know, but Butch Jones probably did it faster than anybody. He was really proud of his work. And I mean, Pruitt's come and said, hold my beer. I mean, he's... And then the whole KB thing, wow.
Yeah.
We're going to be reinstituting a service the drive used to provide to young people about how not to get arrested. We'll be talking about that this afternoon.
That's good.
When you said KB, I was thinking of the Kendall Briles issue again.
KB. Yeah.
KB.
Oh, the Kendall Briles. Oh, I don't know. No. I mean, that is what it is. But no, Kevon Bennett. I mean,
is it Kevon or Kyvon? Did we ever figure this out?
Kyvon.
Kyvon.
I didn't know if he was letting us pronounce it wrong for 3 years.
No, you know
years,
what?
Like,
dumbass.
Yeah.
I mean,
Bear, is that indicative of a much larger problem, though? Like, how can it not be, right?
Yeah, I mean, the weed really, if it had just been like the mother of all fat sacks of weed, which is what he had on him, he had close to 2 ounces. If it had just been that, I wouldn't be nearly as concerned. But you add in scales and a baggie and baggies, you're a drug dealer.
Yeah. I mean, and not to mention the Glock.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you know, I mean, everybody sees the billboard. I mean, it's got to be down on the interstate. I don't know if it's still up, but I mean, for years and years it was. I mean, gun crime's hard time in Tennessee. I don't think he'll spend. I don't even think he'll probably, you know, he'll get all that stuff knocked down.
Sure,
as long as that gun comes back clean, but it's still, You know, I mean, what the hell are you thinking? And you're driving down one of Knoxville's most notorious speed traps on a crystal clear day yesterday.
It was pretty.
At what, 11:30 in the morning?
Yep, mm-hmm. On his way to his media session.
Not a lot of traffic on Neyland.
No.
11:30.
No. School's yeah. out. Like, the kids are home. Yeah. There's nobody there.
It's just one big long stretch of, you know, waiting to get pulled over by the cops, which also happens to be like six city blocks up the street from where you're speeding.
Mm-hmm.
The level of stupidity into this one is just, I mean, it's mind-boggling. I'm not football player, anything to do with it. Just the level of stupidity to screw up the way he screwed up. If you were that stupid, you don't need to be selling drugs, because you will get caught, and he did.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I agree with whoever said, we can't afford to keep this guy, mm-hmm. guys.
You're gonna turn one bad year financially into definitely two, and then what coach is going to be available at the end of next year?
Russell seems to think Freeze probably would stay put at Liberty if he really thought we were blowing him out.
I've wondered that.
Down there. That's a hell of a gamble to run.
Bear on top
and
of
what kind of.
I mean, this is a guy that decided to be a head coach at Liberty so he could be in charge of the program over taking an offensive coordinator job at any school he wanted.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd be afraid that while it might not even be the best move for him long term, that any big time job to be back in the mix and to be the center of attention, that he might jump. You know,
I think he wants to get back in the SEC. He's not going to do it at. He wants to be in an SEC school that can make it to Atlanta.
Right.
I concur. Bear, on top of all that, when you're looking at the finances, I mean, one thing we know for certain is there is no way that Jeremy Pruitt and this exact staff are all together again next year. We know that no matter what happens.
Yeah.
So you're having to move on from some guys on the staff currently. Anyone who's going to want to come in here is going to be guaranteed. They're like, listen, if I'm coming into this bleep show, I better have some security to where if he does get fired next year, I'm at least getting some money. We're dumb enough to be like, all right, yeah, we'll give you a couple million-dollar buyout.
But even then, you're still probably not going to get, like, elite coaches, because elite coaches are going to see it and say, the money would be nice, but I don't want to go in and then just get fired. So you're going to be paying more for lesser coaches anyway, and they're going to want, you know, 2 or 3 years guaranteed.
And that's going to be more expensive on the back end there. So it's like, financially, you're not going to really save any money by just going ahead and getting rid of them.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. So, you know, and the problem is that, excuse me, guys, the biggest problem with that is, most people around Knoxville know that and understand it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you come out with that, and I don't see this fan base being, like, okay with it. I mean, it's not like we got to pay Pruitt out that whole lump sum. I mean, it's like, I've got friends at least, like, really nice cars, like luxury cars. And they get a decent monthly lease payment on it, and, I'm like, point it out to them. Not the best fiscal sense, but you do what you do. That's what Tennessee does. That's how you got to look at it. We're just going to keep paying the lease.
Mm.
You know, it's time to turn this guy in.
Well, Butch Jones will be off the payroll soon, so we need to put another coach on.
Yeah. Mm. He's, what, into January, February? So.
Get some wide out. Mark over Butch Jones.
We got to get basketball season going, boys.
Gump Pruitt.
1 week, buddy.
1 week.
Dump
the Gump and bring on the John.
Fulkerson. I was like, what?
Yeah. No. 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 Freeze.
Oh, I thought you said John.
He did.
Oh,
they've been saying that. I'll be honest, Bear. I don't catch it. Can you explain that to me and the others that are confused?
A prostitute's clients are called Johns.
Mm. Oh,
thank you.
I didn't know that.
Did not.
I didn't know
that
either.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Learn something new every day.
You learn something new every day, boy.
Thanks, yeah. Bear. Appreciate it.
I mean, that's Russell. That was one of Russell's. So. Anyhow, I don't know.
I prefer Higher than Fryer, but okay.
Thanks for the call, Fire Bear. The good to hear from you.
No problem, boy.
Have a good one.
Check you at 3.
Yep. The drive's going to go up against an NFL game today. Could be Be interesting.
I like it. I like their odds.
Yeah. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here. Hour three rolls on. Three and out. Make sure and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app if you haven't already. You still get $1,000 back risk-free in site credit if you lose your first bet there. Sign up and use our promo code 3OUT. Maybe set up a same-game parlay for Steelers and Ravens if you can watch the game this afternoon.
I need to get in on that.
Use promo code 3OUT. That's 3-O-U-T to let them know we sent you. It's FanDuel Sportsbook app.
This does count as week 12. So if you've already used your parlay insurance, it will not count for next week. Gotcha. This game doesn't. Yeah, this game doesn't count.
This game's still from this past weekend's set of games.
I said that incorrectly, but you get what I'm going at.
I think we got it. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for all the details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. What?
New boosted bet.
Yeah. Is it good?
Steelers to win by 14 plus points.
What's the number?
Plus 140. It's close.
Yeah, not bad.
What's the line at now?
I think it's still at around like 10.5, 11. Let's see where they got
RG3.
It.
RG3.
Got RG3 in one of my fantasy 10
and a half. You can get in on the Steelers 10.5, minus 106. Superflex. So it's not bad.
I was going to say, I hope he isn't your starter.
No, Lamar Jackson's my starter. But the best way to
Titans line's moving in favor of the Titans.
Quarterbacks are so hot in the draft that you basically have to handcuff them.
The Browns are a paper tiger.
I got
tiger.
Chris Stivler on my bench because he's the backup in Arizona behind Kyler.
I've never even heard that name.
Kyler's got that sore shoulder. You never know. So Saturday down south, Mark Nagy has posted to SDS. And it's what all the true fans are saying, the real fans, the fan,
the extreme fans.
The 37. This is what the 37 are saying. The headline: should Tennessee retain Jeremy Pruitt? Well, we've seen this movie before and know how it ends. He lays out the case. Said it was 2011. Tennessee loses 10-7 to Kentucky. Kept UT from an appearance in a bowl game. It snapped Tennessee's 26-game winning streak in the series. Everyone knew at that moment Dooley was completely overmatched, should not be the Vols head coach. But Dave Hart had only been the AD for a few months, wasn't willing to make the move. Only two Vol assistant coaches stayed with the program as the rest jumped for other opportunities. Tennessee's recruiting class was decimated by decommits. The ship was sinking. Predictably, 2012's a mess. Tennessee hired Sal Cenceri, which was awful. They wasted a historically explosive offense, went 5-7, and Dooley gets fired the next year. Fast forward to 2016. Tennessee has more than enough talent to win the East, but collapsed in the second half of the season. They blew a chance to earn a berth in the Sugar Bowl with an inexcusable loss to Vanderbilt. Some knew at that moment, Kudus wrote Fan Run Radio, knew at that moment that Butch Jones was overmatched and shouldn't be the Vols head coach, but Hart had resigned. The acting AD was Joan Cronin. She wasn't about to make a move that significant, knowing her time at the top was limited, especially with Jones on the verge of winning 9 games for the second year in a row. But Tennessee was saying goodbye to 6 NFL draft picks, including Josh Dobbs, Derek Barnett, the Vols' all-time sacks leader. Predictably, 2017's a mess. Jones promoted Larry Scott to offensive coordinator in a move nearly as ill-advised as the Cenceri hire. Quarterbacks, Dormady, Garantano, weren't ready to replace. The offense didn't score a touchdown for over 15 quarters. Same problem we still have to this day. Mm-hmm. New AD John Curry dragged his feet for weeks while the Vols were on their way to a 4-8 mark.
Bahama John.
The worst in school history. 120 years of the program. He didn't want to make a change. He knew that his clock would start as soon as he made the new hire. Finally fired Jones 2 games left. Oversaw perhaps the most inept coaching search in the history of college. Well, we know how that whole story went. Fast forward to present day. Pruitt is a woeful 15-17. During nearly 3 years, the Vols have lost 5 straight games. They've been outscored by their three biggest rivals, 348 to 122 in their eight meetings, each a Tennessee loss. Only one of those games, 2019 Alabama, was relatively close in the fourth quarter. Pruitt and his staff have yet to develop even an average SEC quarterback. Their recruiting class for 2021, once ranked second in the nation, has dropped to 13th. Recent decommitments from five-star Lewis, four-star McGee, both from Florida. Tennessee routinely is outcoached and outplayed in the second half of most games. The loss to Arkansas, a team with an average roster and seemingly inferior head coach in Sam Pittman, with UT coming off a bye, no less, brought back memories of Dooley and Jones regimes. If what is past is prologue, then there's little reason to believe that Pruitt and this staff can turn things around. Fulmer, who to this day harbors ill will toward those who dismissed him from the head coaching position at Tennessee in 2008, is trying to give Pruitt every opportunity to keep his job. But the two-year contract extension Fulmer gave Pruitt in September looks worse by the day. Pruitt is locked in through January 31st, 2026. One argument for keeping Pruitt appears to be those asking for stability, which makes sense considering the Vols have had five head coaches the past 13 seasons. That's more than South Carolina and Vanderbilt, who both just fired their head coach. But the biggest appears to be something that has nothing to do with his coaching ability or lack thereof, the buyout. Tennessee fires Pruitt without cause. Pruitt will reportedly be owed $12.6 million, which is less than South Carolina's Will Muschamp. Factor that in assistance. Jim Chaney makes $1.6 million, yada yada. Could be $18 million. Hopefully, Neyland Stadium will be allowed to have the potential to fill capacity in 2021, but if the staff is still in place and continues to make as many expected to struggle, Nagy says he's not sure Tennessee can afford not to make the move. Empty seats help doom Dooley and Jones. Will Tennessee wait to see them unfilled for Jeremy Pruitt? It's all right there. We've seen this before. This is shame on what is the saying?
Fool me once.
W messed up. Yeah, fool me once.
Shame on you.
Fool me twice.
Shame on me. There's an old saying in Tennessee. Well, it's in Texas. I think it's in Tennessee, too. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, you won't get fooled again.
This is fool me
once.
Didn't
he say that like in Knoxville too?
Fool me three times.
God, I think so.
I think it was in Knoxville. Yeah, it sounds about like three.
Just a little quick note: the announcers are Carter Blackburn and Aaron Murray.
Aaron Murray,
he's a big Jeremy Pruitt fan.
Yeah, I was gonna say
this is incredible.
I meant to bring that up, like. The guy who just railed Jeremy Pruitt when he got hired here.
Said he would never, yeah, he's just not a head coach. Would never be good. Looks like the smartest guy in the room.
And now Aaron Murray is going to get the call for what may actually end up being Jeremy Pruitt's worst defeat as Tennessee's head coach by a scoring margin. Remarkable.
The only thing that will keep this game closer than it should be is when Florida gets up big and Mullen just starts putting Emory Jones in.
The Emory Jones effect. He needs Kyle to – but Dan wants Kyle to win the Heisman.
That's true.
So I'm hoping
In fact, I was surprised Emory Jones didn't come into the game earlier this past week. I was like, Kyle Trask still in the game? Heisman numbers, yeah.
Mm.
How many touchdowns does Kyle Pitts have? I'm going to set the over-under at 3.5.
I'm going to go under on that. I mean –
he had three last week.
He'll have at least two.
So the first half. At 1.5.
How many did he have last year? He's not going to have four touchdowns.
No, he said 1.5. I said over.
Oh, I'll take over on 1.5.
Yeah.
I mean, two feels like a lock. He's basically starting the game with two.
Essentially, I mean, for 5.5 games, he has 11 touchdowns, so he's averaging two a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm two.
You gave me three.
Okay, 2.5. Over-under's 2.5.
Ooh. Yeah, give me the over still. You could actually set that number at any number, like 10. I'll be like, all right, just give me the over.
Over season.
I mean, we got running backs trying to guard him. Like,
Aaron Murray on the call? Oh, my word. They get to do that interview, right? And it'll be over the phone, so Pruitt can't, like, threaten to beat him up like he did with KB.
Oh, yeah, he might give him a lot of really good stuff.
He probably won't even. Pruitt probably won't even know he said that. He probably will give him good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
The George Bush thing was in Nashville.
I knew it was in Tennessee.
Somebody got me a card of him saying that before. You know how, like, whenever
I was going to say,
the cards that, like, would have a recording in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody got that for me a long time ago. Like, I think it was, like, a family member from outside of the state or something like that.
I forgot. Pruitt did fire back at Aaron Murray. He's going to remember for sure.
What
did he say?
Pruitt said, this is an old ESPN article. It says, Falls Jimmy Pruitt fires back at former UGA quarterback Aaron Murray. And I guess they asked Pruitt to respond to Murray's criticism that he doesn't have the personality to lead a program, saying that his career arc would paint and then Pruitt's responding saying his career arc would paint a different picture. Apparently when Pruitt said 15 years ago I was a kindergarten teacher, now I'm the head coach at Tennessee, you probably don't make that association without knowing how to treat people. That was in response to Murray saying that Pruitt doesn't know how to treat people, basically.
Interesting.
That's exactly what I'm hearing from behind the scenes. Doesn't know how to treat people.
Murray had said, I don't know if his personality is fit to be a head coach. As a head coach, there's so many things that go into it. I'm not just going out there and coaching. You have to deal with the front office. You've got to talk with the president of the university. You have to deal with the boosters. You have to deal with the offense, the defense. It's just not going in there and scheming up. Murray added, when he was at Georgia, the way he acted, the way he treated Coach Rick, I thought was poor. He needs to prove to me that he can handle the whole ship. For right now, I don't think he can. Final segment of the program. What a Wednesday. Aaron Murray's profile reads dog for life. Can't make this stuff up.
Could be fun.
Could be fun. Could be fun. This is so sad. What are we going to do if they bring him back next year? I mean, I guess we survived 2017 Butch Jones somehow. But I feel like we've already gone through that this season. Like, since game two, it's been 2017 Butch Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you knew you were getting a new coach.
Yeah. They had the same frustration vibe when, like, hey, here comes the bye week. Surely they'll fire him now. And they didn't.
Yeah, it was like every week. Yeah. Just like, is it? No.
No. Yeah.
Missouri.
We weren't dealing with contract issues there. It was just, the writing was on the wall. Finances weren't a problem at the time. I mean, I knew after Georgia, it was just a matter of time before he got fired. This, I don't have that same sense of confidence. I know what should happen.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it comes back to me not trusting Tennessee's administration. Like, I didn't like John Curry as far as I think he's a long-term fit here. I knew eventually, like, this, the hate for this man and getting blown out 41-0 was the beginning of the end for what I think the administration saw at that point. And
I thought John Curry would at least want to go out and hire some shiny new coaching guy that he could be like, kind of like brag about and stuff.
Well, he kind of tried with Mullen.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been
not fast enough.
And then I'm trying to think, post Schiano, we went after Gundy, Brom, Dorn, Leach. Mm-hmm. Was there another one in there?
No, I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm sure there was.
He did go for Mullen before Schiano, right? Wasn't that the one coach he went for? Yeah.
But then Florida fired McElwain, and then it was like Dan Mullen stopped returning the calls.
Did we go for Chip Kelly?
We did.
We did.
For real?
I thought Chip was weighing his options between Tennessee and Florida.
No, Florida.
Told Tennessee no, and then
Florida
UCLA came up.
Florida never even – I don't think Florida ever wanted him.
I wonder how much of that was put out by Chip Kelly's people. You know, like his agent trying to
– Who's his agent? Jim Jimbo
I
Sexton?
Doubt it. I doubt it's Sexton. Chip's not a Southern guy.
No, David Dunn's his agent, according to an old 2017 CBS article, unless he changed.
What was Butch's agent before he hired Sexton? It was Trace something? Trace, was it Armstrong?
A little bit of breaking news.
Something like that, yeah.
Texas is about to fire Tom Herman.
That's really?
Bruce Feldman says, Texas brass is prepared to move on from Tom Herman, we're told. Where do the Longhorns turn?
Is
Urban Meyer a real option for Texas? Here's more on that story.
When they say UT, just picture it being Tennessee to get a little bit of happiness.
I laugh so I don't cry. You freeze.
Number one on the hot board for Texas, Urban Meyer.
To the Horns.
Where's Herman go?
You to the Horns.
Number two, Matt Campbell. Number three, Hugh Freeze. No.
If they steal him, I am going to be livid.
You leave him alone. You don't.
Tom Herman was set for LSU, remember?
I think LSU came out all right on that. Hell, they might have to fire Ed O, and they might just go be like, all right, Herman, we'll give you another chance.
Wait. They have James Franklin. 1-5 James Franklin as number 7 on the hot board for Texas.
They ain't hiring James Franklin.
No, I know. It's just funny. Jamie Chadwell at 12.
Yeah, so, okay. So we just fell.
How many names they got on that list?
They know how to do a search.
Yeah, let's say they always put them out there.
20.
And 20.
Sheesh.
They will get their guy, Davey. There won't be any, God, what's the other guy? It won't come down to Mel Tucker and Jeremy Pruitt, I guarantee you that.
And Kevin Steele, don't forget Kevin. Is it Del Conte? Is that their AD at Texas?
I don't know. Where are we in the pecking order now if we fire? We're going to be behind Texas. Are we behind anybody else?
All right, I changed my mind from Jamie's call earlier.
Are we good?
Fire Pruitt now.
Are we in the second seat
not
now?
I'm not losing the Friar to Texas.
It'd be Texas 1, Tennessee 2 if we made the move.
If we want Hugh Freeze,
who else is open? Utah State.
If we want Hugh Freeze, I think we got him regardless of who the other team is right now.
You think you'd choose Tennessee over Texas?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Buddy, you can get more money going to Texas. You get a better recruiting ground. You're not having to compete. You have to play Oklahoma. It's Oklahoma every year. It's just Texas, Oklahoma.
There's no way in hell I would go to Tennessee over Texas.
I don't know. Like
the expectations there are ridiculous.
People talk about Tennessee being a fishbowl job. Like Texas might be one of the only programs in the country where you have more scrutiny as a head coach.
I don't care. You get everything you want.
He can handle the scrutiny. Trust me. After everything that man's been through, Chris Del Conte. That was a good pull by me.
This was just the overall coaching hot board, not necessarily for Texas.
Oh, but they are going to fire. I thought they were going to keep Tom Herman. You're just saying this is the hot board for everyone.
No, Feldman says Texas brass is prepared to move on from Tom Herman, and then this is the 20 names to know as the college coaching carousel gets a spinning.
Should we just lie? I mean, should we just leak that? Like
what?
Somebody get a burner and text all the blue checks, text Wolken and Dodd and all, and just be like, hey, this is, just make it up. I don't know. This is Randy Boyd's, you know, cousin. And he said that, I know Tennessee fans think we're good, but we're definitely thinking about firing Jeremy Pruitt next week. Just put that out. Let's just lie and get that out there. So then people start believing it. Let's just go full on. What's the
rumor mill is spinning.
Full on House of Cards.
But these are the facts.
Like, we don't do that. They do that. We don't do that. But should we just lie? Can we just catfish those guys real quick to get the thing going?
It forces Fulmer to make a statement.
Yeah.
Give him the vote of confidence.
Sources. We'll get four burner phones. It will just be four different people so they can corroborate.
We're up against it. But how much longer can Fulmer go without having to say anything?
He's got the Rona. He's in isolation.
Oh, he's out.
Zoom!
He should release a statement.
Ugh.
I don't know. It's time.
Michigan going to – Michigan doesn't even have to fire, right?
They could just let him
walk.
Yeah.
So Michigan's going to be open. Texas is going to be open.
South Carolina and Vanderbilt
is Auburn going to be open?
Nah, Mouse on safe.
Virginia Tech?
Yeah.
A&M walks the dog on Auburn. I'm not saying Gus Malzahn's safe.
Ugh. USC? USC going to be open after...
They're 4-0, man.
Hit the skids here.
Or 3-0.
Oh, silly. What are we doing?
Silly season. Here we go.
Maybe Kevon Minnett had it right.
No, this is
screw football.
This is good. This is good. This is a lot more outside pressure on Fulmer now.
Yeah.
We need this.
Find another job. Just do it legally next time, guys. Just opt out and get a real job. The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.